So we welcome in Angela Hipp, Community Connections, joining us here on KODY. Angela, nice, cool start to Wednesday.
Yeah, it's great out.
Glad to have you back in the studio. It's been a couple months. How have you been?
Good. It has been a little while. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Summer season treating you well so far?
Yeah, it is. It's a great time for mentoring parents to get outdoors and do things. Some fun activities with the Game and Parks Department has provided for us. And we're learning pickleball and those new pickleball courts.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Yeah.
Utilizing some of the city resources that way, too.
Absolutely. Getting the kids out and the adults, too, who have who didn't know anything about it. And that's fun.
Have you played any pickleball yet?
Yeah. Well, a couple times
good.
Now.
And that's one of those activities, too, that you could do it no matter what. Mayor Livingston was doing it just a few weeks after surgery.
He's actually one of the ones that was teaching us how to do
was
it.
He
yep.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Pickleball himself.
Yep. Him and Barb Baldridge. She's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about a wealth of knowledge there, too.
And a ball of energy.
Like, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I want some
don't
of hers.
Wish, yeah. Don't you wish you could have that energy all the time?
Absolutely. I just love her.
Now, we know in the education field it's kind of a downtime right now, but just because it's down to the education industry doesn't mean that it's down with the mentoring and with the adolescents involved in the mentoring programs.
Absolutely. Our mentoring program goes year-round, so our mentors are meeting. Like I said, summer is a great time to kind of get involved, get started, so that when school starts, these kids have a good support system going for them.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that support system is key, and it's key in having that too, especially in those young years that can be very challenging for some.
Yeah, we really love to get kids matched up with a mentor before they get into middle school, because I think that can be such a challenging time, and giving them that support to kind of, you know, navigate those waters. So.
Yeah, I think middle school is kind of where everything gets a little turned onto its ear, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So really key having that quality mentor prior to that. And what are you looking for when we talk about mentors? What kind of characteristics should a mentor have?
You know, the people in our program are such a variety of personalities and from backgrounds and education and jobs. We've got people who are, you know, in their 20s and people who have kids, you know, that they're raising at the current. And then we have a lot of empty nesters as well.
Mm.
And some retired folks. So it's such a wide variety of people. But I think the thing that sticks out is that they all care about our community. They want to see kids thrive. They are willing to dedicate an hour a week, 4 hours a month, to hanging out with a kid and doing it in a way that's already part of the things they're doing.
Yeah, we've talked about before, sometimes it's just as simple as having your mentee come with you to Gary's to get some groceries.
Exactly.
Maybe going to walk the dog in the park or even around the block.
Absolutely. Doing everyday things and bringing that child along and saying, hey, let's just spend a little time together and we'll talk while we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And we'll just get to know each other. And, you know, maybe when we're shopping, we'll buy some stuff to make cookies or to take to the park and have a picnic or, you know, very simple activities. You know, most of our mentors that's what they're doing is going to the library together or raking the leaves in the fall.
Hey, get some labor out of them?
Yeah, there you go.
That's allowed from time to time. Maybe.
We do a lot of community service together, so we've done that in the past, like gone and rake leaves for elderly people as a group.
Awesome.
Or gone to the the shelter, the Connection, and cooked for them. Mm. Every year we go plant flowers at the senior center together.
I was going to say, George mentioned you did that a few months ago.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, we do that every year, and it's one of our favorites, I think. And, you know, RSVP gets involved, and Keep North Platte Lincoln County Beautiful gets involved, and so we really enjoy it. We like to partner with these other groups. So.
Yeah, you have a lot of great partners, too. The City of North Platte, we mentioned, is one of them.
Yeah.
What a great resource we have in using the rec center for some of these activities, and Cody Park, too, while the weather cooperates.
Absolutely. We have a lot of resources here in North Platte and things that I think people don't get out and just use. So that's one of the things I love to do with our program is, you know, make use of those things that we have right here.
Angela, how many individuals do you have waiting right now to be partnered with a mentor?
I have about six. I have six kids waiting for a mentor right now. So
Male, female, do you know?
Mostly boys.
Okay.
I think I have one little girl.
Okay.
So mostly boys. But I know when school starts up, those applications will come flooding in.
Good.
And for the kids. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'd love to have a list of mentors waiting to be matched
up.
That would be my ideal thing.
There is a little bit of a process in terms of being partnered with somebody and being approved to be a mentor. We don't let anybody just go out and about with these youngsters, but the process is extremely easy, and honestly, you do most of the work.
Well, I hope I make it easy for everybody. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to make sure that I am, you know, doing those background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And I interview everybody, and just to make sure it's a good fit, because I don't want somebody getting involved and it just isn't the right fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spend a lot of time in that matching process, trying to find the right child to match people with, so that, you know, they have the best chance for success and that they feel like they're a good pair.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And tell us about that matching process. Obviously, you probably look for some similar interests in individuals, too. And we know that individuals are always partnered mm-hmm. together of the same sex. Men are with boys.
Mm-hmm.
Women are with females, young mm-hmm. girls.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much always they are. There's been a few exceptions that we've made. Sometimes we really are struggling to find the men
mm-hmm.
to match up with boys. And so younger boys, sometimes I can match with the right personality type.
With the right circumstances there.
But yeah, I do look at things like common background or personality traits. You know, I talk to the mentors a lot about the things that they're comfortable working with and try to match them the best I can there. So,
Angela, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, just give us a call at 308-696-0975. That's 696-0975. Or look for us on Facebook for Community Connections Mentoring. And give me a call.
And while we have you in the studio, too, Community Connections has the prescription drug collection going on this weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
I put you
sure.
on the spot. But I think it's this
I think
weekend.
So. I think
Tracy
so.
Tracy put out
yes.
yesterday. So that's a great opportunity, too, to drop those off and have those mm-hmm. dealt with in the proper manner, and just one of the many examples of what Community Connections does for the community.
Yeah.
It's in the name.
And it is at the mall, and the mall is open. It's in the same spot it always is.
Encourage folks to swing on by for that. And
mm-hmm.
if you're thinking about possibly becoming a mentor, you want to kick the tires on it a little bit, just give Angela a call. You're happy to answer any questions and help them kick the tires, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Angela, as always, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning.